Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Hurricane Ian made landfall overnight on Cuba's western tip. The National Hurricane Center says the storm has top sustained winds of 125 miles per hour. It's expected to get stronger as it moves into the very warm waters of the Gulf of Mexico. Ian is forecasted to come ashore north of Tampa, Florida, as a major hurricane. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis will give a press conference this hour about the state's emergency preparations. As the hurricane approaches, NPR's Giles Snyder reports the federal government has declared a public health emergency in Florida.
Health and Human Services Secretary Javier Becerra signed off on the public health emergency following President Biden's emergency declaration. Two teams from the National Disaster Medical System are being pre-positioned to help support the health response. An incident management team is also being deployed, as well as pharmacists. Officials say these teams are highly trained and are ready to respond if and when they might be needed. Medical supplies have also been pre-positioned as part of the response. In a statement, Secretary Becerra says his department is working closely with authorities in Florida as the state prepares for what could be a major Category 4 hurricane. Giles Snyder, NPR News.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the U.S. is sending another $10 million in aid to Pakistan. This will help the country secure food for about 33 million people who have been affected by unprecedented flooding. Blinken says the fresh aid is on top of what the U.S. has already provided to Pakistan.
So far, as you've heard, we've marshaled over $56 million in immediate humanitarian assistance. We've been able to send about 17 planes full of supplies, like food and materials, to build shelters.
More than 1,600 people have been killed by the flooding in Pakistan. Pakistani officials say the calamity is worsened by climate change. Authorities in Vietnam are trying to evacuate about 800,000 people away from the coast as a typhoon approaches. Typhoon Noru has already hit the Philippines, and Vietnamese authorities say the storm will be the equivalent of a powerful hurricane when it makes landfall. A special grand jury in Georgia has asked former Trump White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows to appear today for testimony. As Georgia Public Broadcasting Stephen Fowler reports, the grand jury is investigating attempts to overturn that state's 2020 election results.
The special grand jury wants to hear from Mark Meadows for a number of reasons, according to public court filings. He was present on the call between Donald Trump and Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger when the then-president pressured the state's chief election official to, quote, find votes. Meadows also traveled from Washington, D.C. to Georgia and tried to access a state audit of absentee ballot envelopes, but was turned away. We don't know what Meadows would say to the grand jury because testimony is behind closed doors, and he hasn't publicly commented on the summons either. For NPR News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
This is NPR. Jury selection starts today in Washington, D.C. in the federal trial of five members of the far-right Oath Keepers group. The members are accused of seditious conspiracy, plotting to use force to stop Joe Biden from becoming president on January 6th of last year. Prosecutors allege group founder Stuart Rhodes and others stashed guns in Virginia to take into the Capitol if needed. The Biden administration is proposing a new rule for airlines and third-party booking sites. It wants to require them to fully disclose up front the extra fees they charge for baggage, flight changes, and other items. NPR's David Schaefer reports the administration is seeking to make the full cost of an airline flight more transparent.
Airlines rake in billions in extra revenue by charging fees for checked bags, extra legroom, and even sitting by the window, the aisle, and closer to the front of the plane. Some airlines even charge extra for carry-on bags and for families to sit together. And many of these extra fees are hidden in online searches until you book the flight. The Department of Transportation says the new rule would require airlines and travel search websites to disclose up front the fees charged for sitting with your child, changing or canceling your flight, and for checked and carry-on bags the first time the airfare is displayed, so airline passengers know the true cost of their flights before they buy a ticket. David Schaefer, NPR News.
On Wall Street before the open, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up nearly 300 points, or nearly 1%. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.